So the gospel today calls a fool the person who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. So we hear that very short parable that Jesus tells about a man whose land brought forth plentifully. He had a good year on the farm in whatever business, and he had an overabundance of returns. And so in his mind he thinks, I need to expand. I need bigger barns. I need bigger storage areas. I need to take care of all this overabundance. So he builds and he expands. Now in some way, in a worldly way, we might think he's being prudent. He's making a good business decision, you know. His business is good and he's expanding, so what's wrong with that? Well, the problem is, God often has another plan for us. And in this case, we hear, he died that night. The man was not rich toward God. He took care of himself. We don't hear anything about him sharing his wealth or thinking about the person who is poor and may not have anything to eat. So, obviously, how do we become rich toward God? We know that we do the commandments, right? We hear what God tells us to do. We love the other person. We love God and we love our neighbor as ourselves. We heard in the gospel last Sunday what that really means. You know, even your sworn enemy you treat as Christ himself. So hearing the word of God, doing his commandments, allows us to grow and to be rich toward God. That's a lesson from today's gospel. We also have the church, and we have the sacramental life. We have the gathering around the body and the blood of Jesus. We have the ongoing church cycle. And this is where I want to focus right now, because it very much relates to where we are in our church year. Today we're incorporating into our liturgy the great feast of the entrance of the Theotokos into the temple. This is a major feast of the church, and kind of an odd one in the sense that we don't read about it in the Bible, first of all. You know, the only source for this is our holy tradition and some extra-biblical sources. An event in the life of Mary that talks about how her parents, Joachim and Anne, were rich toward God, and how they brought Mary into the temple at a very young age, raised her in the teachings of their faith. It says in the hymns that Mary entered into the Holy of Holies, and she was fed and nourished by angels. Now this was the place that nobody entered except the high priest one time a year. Mary sat there and was nourished by angels. So we take that literally, or we could take it spiritually. The angels fed her and they nourished her and they built her up to the person that God wanted her to be. Very important lesson for us as Orthodox especially, because we keep this feast and it tells us the importance of raising up young children to love God. That's the major important teaching in this feast. I like to call this feast, you know, Mary's parents take her to church, because that's really what's going on. At a very, very young age, they bring her into the temple and they raise her up in the ways of the Lord. They teach her to fear God. They teach her to love God, to do his commandments, to prioritize the things that are important in her life. And this comes to play later in Mary's life when she's given this great news and she's actually given a choice to make. The Annunciation, we have that icon all along the back wall behind the iconostasis. And on the royal doors as well, you see it when it's closed. Mary's given a choice. God wants you to do this great thing, this wonderful thing, this unexplainable thing, this miraculous thing. God wants you to bear his only son. And Mary at this point in her life makes the right decision. You know, I am the handmaiden of the Lord, let it be to me according to what you have said. Now Mary couldn't do this if she wasn't raised in the church. If she wasn't in an environment of holiness and piety and love of God her entire life. So it's very important that we keep this feast, number one. And that number two, we follow the example of Joachim and Anne. Teach our children from a very young age what it means to love God, what it means to serve him, and what it means to grow up in that environment. We have church services, we have sacraments, we have feast days, we have fellowship with one another, the life in the church. Yesterday at St. George we witnessed a baptism, a wonderful baptism. David Patrick Saba, you know, he's coming up on 1 year, and he was baptized yesterday. And you think about it, not every Christian denomination believes in baptizing babies or infants. And we often baptize much younger than 1 year. You know, sometimes it's just a couple of months. As soon as the child reaches the 40 days, then any time we can baptize them is a good time. But this tells us what we believe in the Orthodox Church about baptism. It's not so much a statement of personal faith as it is an initiation into a life. Bringing the child as soon as possible into this life in Christ. And we do it through adult sponsors, godfather, godmother, somebody who's already accepted the faith and can speak on behalf of the child. Because we understand baptism, like we said, as an initiation into a life. If you're going to initiate someone into a life, you want to do that as soon as possible, as soon as you can possibly do it, right? So, and we see in the Holy Scriptures too, in the Acts of the Apostles, several instances where people aren't baptized just because they believe. Well, they might say, I believe, Lord, and then they're baptized. But also, we see twice in Acts of the Apostles, entire families and entire households coming into the church at the same time. One person believes, and it says, he and his entire household were then baptized. And household means everybody. It means spouses. It means servants. It means children. It might mean in-laws. Everybody in the house receiving that initiation into the life of the church. So this is what we believe in our faith. And we need to practice it. We need to embrace it. And we need to make it real in our homes. I remember when we were starting our family, you know, starting to have children. Now, I grew up in the church, and I was always in the church. But when you have children of your own, you see it from a slightly different perspective. And sometimes we're on guard, you know. We've been in places where you say, well, gee, the children are noisy. They're crying. They're running around. They can't sit still. They might be causing more commotion than is necessary. So do we keep our children in church? You know, we struggle with that a little bit. And we've been told things like, you take your children to church too much. They're going to grow up and resent you and not want to go. Or why don't you just keep them in a nursery where they can play? You know, that's where children belong in church. But think about it. That was never good enough for us. We teach our children that they can play while the grown-ups go to church. What do they grow up learning? You know, I'll play if I can play, and I'll avoid being in here. This is not for me. And God forbid we should implant that in our children's minds and in their hearts. We baptize them as infants. They become full participants in the sacraments. Not just baptism, but chrismation, the seal of the gifts. And they have a place at the table of the Lord. They receive the holy body and blood of Jesus on that same day, in that same one act, in the baptism. So this tells us that all children, no matter what their age, no matter what their attention span, no matter what their behavior, we have to be patient and let them grow and let them learn. But we have to show them, right? No matter what, they belong here in the body, in the worship, because it was given to us by God, and we shouldn't neglect to give it to our children as soon as we can. Thank God we have the example of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her parents, and they're teaching her to impart to our young children. You know, bring them to church, teach them to fear God, participate in the sacrament, set a good example for them. And one other good word that we don't want to forget to say, we also have to practice in our homes, beloved in Christ. You know, if our children see us only going to church on Sunday and exhibiting certain behaviors there and then forgetting about it during the week, maybe never praying, maybe disregarding the fasts, maybe never thinking about church, maybe not even behaving like Christians, it doesn't teach them the right thing. It doesn't teach them that this faith is all-embracing. It's every aspect of our life. So make your home your own church, your small church. The church, the household of God, begins in your home and your family. Everybody belongs here in the church, in the worship, and in the sacraments. So thank God for all these blessings. Especially, we pray and ask the Holy Virgin Mary, as we remember this feast, to pray for us and to nurture our children and to let them grow in the faith and in fear of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.